This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with Dr. Marcelo Hockman. Dr. Hockman is a double board certified specialist. He's going to talk to us today about the future of independent medicine, being an independent practice. He's president of an organization called IndieDocs. He's going to talk to us, is there a future for independent medicine? What does it look like? Dr. Hockman, take a moment. I know that you're in South Carolina. You're trained at Stanford University. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and then let's talk about independent practice.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for having me. As you mentioned, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm a facial plastic and reconstructive surgeon, and I'm in independent practice. However, I started my career as a full-time employed physician surgeon at a local academic medical center. So I had that experience, and then I loved it until I didn't, and then I left. And but I still maintain a close affiliation. So I still have a clinic at the medical center where I see children with vascular anomalies. And so I guess the point of this is that I kind of see medicine from both the employed side, from the independent side, and I see patients who have insurance, who don't have insurance, who have insurance and don't want to use it because it's too expensive. So I really have an overall, I think, good view of what's happening to patients and doctors in the healthcare delivery systems that we have.
Thank you. And tell us what it looks like today versus 15, 20 years ago. What do you see out there with your colleagues in your specialty in generally? I mean, obviously, there's been a huge transformation away from independent practice. But what does that look like for the next 10 years? And what does it look like compared to 20, 30 years ago?
Well, I think that I think what you may be referring to is we've crossed the line where, you know, more than half of physicians in the United States are now employed in a practice situation in which they don't have ownership. So that leaves the minority, even though it's still, you know, pretty close to 50-50, maybe 40-60, of physicians who have control over their practices and the way they practice medicine. So the biggest change that, a very big change that's happened over the last decade for sure, is this employment of physicians by fewer and larger healthcare systems. And that has tremendous negative impact on the delivery of care, the quality of care. And as far as what I see as the future is the trend, which is maybe not reversing, but certainly becoming a little bit more solidified, is the realization that independent medicine, independent practices, independent services and facilities are far more cost effective, are far more patient centric, they're much more physician friendly, and deliver higher quality care for outpatient services. So I am very optimistic in spite of a lot of the negative media that you hear about the demise of private practice. I actually am very optimistic that we are going to see independent medicine reproving itself to be the best way to practice medicine and for patients to have their care delivered to them.
Thank you very, very much. And talk about your journey in independent practice, benefits and challenges of being independent today. Take a moment on that. What, you know, how hard is it to stay independent today, given all the insurance, the other issues, and so forth, and just running a business?
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's kind of the biggest hurdle that you'll hear, sort of the biggest pain point for physicians, I think, is, well, how do I do this? You know, especially the medical specialists have a hard time, really the financial parts of running a practice. You know, if your practice is, you know, doesn't have any or very few procedures, which tend to reimburse through the third-party payment system better than the, you know, the more cognitive, you know, thinking practices, that's a real a real problem. However, it's not insurmountable. And in fact, physicians need to realize that they have a lot of options at their disposal. I mean, if you want to do a practice which is completely dependent on third-party payments, there are ways to do that that are financially, you know, that work. If you want to do a cash-only practice or a subscription or membership-based practice, as a pediatrician, I mean, you can do that. Those exist here in Charleston, for example. And then if you want to do a hybrid, which, you know, sort of tends to help a little bit, you know, you've got the third party, you know, safety of that, but you've also got the cash part and the safety of that. So again, the point of that to me is just that physicians have a whole lot more options than they realize. And unfortunately, you know, that are being trained, you know, residents and coming and fellows coming out of training don't even realize that those are options anymore, because their whole experience is within a hospital system. But those things are things that IndyDocs, the organization you mentioned, of which I'm president, we are, at least in South Carolina and our state, are making an impact on and really are laying down the groundwork for the future of independent medicine in our state.
Thank you. And talk, Dr. Hochman, what are you most excited about this year? I mean, you've had this magnificent career. What are you most excited about as we move towards the next part of 2024, focused and excited about?
Well, honestly, the independent, really the topic of our conversation is what I'm most excited about. I finally see a lot of things coming together for physicians and patients, which, again, we're focused on South Carolina, but that are going to change the landscape of healthcare. And to me personally, that is the thing that I'm most excited about, you know, in the next year or two that I'm going to be involved in. You know, we recently repealed the Certificate of Need law in South Carolina. We're now engaged in eliminating non-compete clauses for physicians as a condition of employment. There's a charity bill that we're going to be working on. So again, our goal is to let doctors, you know, for example, if a doctor could practice wherever he or she wanted, i.e. no non-compete clauses, and could provide whatever services he or she wanted, i.e. no certificate of need, which that part is done, and there was an incentive for physicians to provide charity care, those three things together in our small state will make a huge difference, huge difference. And I'm very excited about that.
Thank you. And you've, from what I could tell, have enjoyed your career tremendously. What advice to physicians developing careers or young professionals developing careers, do they have the kind of career you want to have?
I think the key, and what I you know, talk about and with the residents and medical students that spend time through my practice and just in general, is that if you look at the data, you know, and you look at what physicians, regardless of where they practice and who they are, the one thing that has always been the source of the most gratification for physicians is the doctor-patient relationship, that relationship with that given individual patient at that particular point in time. And that supersedes financial, it supersedes, you know, prestige, it supersedes all these other things. That is the one common thing that over time is still what drives physicians' maximum gratification. So if you acknowledge that and remember that, then if you create the type of practice that allows you to practice medicine to deal with your patients in the way that you want them to, that to me is the key to having a successful career. And you know, this whole burnout issue, which you hear so much about, you know, to me is about physicians not practicing in the environment that they are most desiring, you know, but you have control over that. So I would tell young people, and I tell young people all the time, is think about really what it is that is going to give you the most gratification. Acknowledge that that's going to be the relationship with your patients. Well, then create the environment that allows you to deliver the care in a way that you want to. And then the doors are wide open. I mean, you can do this any way you want to.
And it's so important, that determination of how you want to practice, what you want to do, versus get a cog in somebody else's wheel or machine, is so important to career satisfaction, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the burnout, the moral injury, all the things that I know you're well familiar with and your listeners are well familiar with, all of those are traced back to the lack of autonomy on the part of the physician. You know, if you can do practice medicine, however it is that you think is best for you, all the other things really kind of fall into place. The business decisions fall into place. When you don't have a say or you don't have control, that is where a lot of the discord starts happening, and the dissatisfaction and the unhappiness and the burnout and all those things that people talk about. I mean, I frankly see this point in time where patients are demanding better care. And by better care, I don't mean just clinical expertise, but actually the whole experience. Physicians are starting to recognize what's at the bottom of, so to your question, is the lack of autonomy. And at least in our state, we are setting the groundwork for the patient demand for certain services and the way certain services are delivered, and the physician supply of those services and conditions in which they practice. I think it's a very positive and exciting time, honestly, in spite of all the negative press that you read about, you know, about medicine now.
But I think your point on self-determining what you want to do and how you want to do it, and what's going to lead to this mix of, yes, making a living and doing well, but also what you're going to enjoy doing. Because you can make a great living, but if you're not, it's not sustainable, you don't enjoy it, it's no good in the long run, unless you can figure out what you're going to do after that. Take one moment. I'm going to ask you a very, very tough question, Dr. Hochman, and you don't have to answer this if this makes you uncomfortable.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm okay. Ready.
Now, this might be too sensitive. Can the University of Texas win a national title in football again?
Yes, you're right. That is an impossible question. But yes, of course they can.
They've made it back to greatness, at least, which many didn't see coming. It's been a long time in the desert. They've come back to greatness again. We'll see how it goes, won't we?
Yeah, hook 'em horns. Absolutely.
Hook 'em horns. There you go. Dr. Hochman, what a pleasure to visit with you. What a magnificent career. I think great advice for people. And such a pleasure to talk to such a refreshing voice. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thanks for having me.